World.
So the whole big egg shortage situation is taking a bit of a turn.
Can't buy these eggs. My girl, if my wallet weren't so tight, I'd even get you soft boiled, though I don't think they taste right. But I don't have this kind of money, and money can't buy no eggs.
I trade. It really has gotten a little bit out of control, right? I mean, the cost of eggs has gotten nutso. Denny's now has joined the restaurants. They're going to charge a surcharge for eggs. They won't say what it's going to be.
Yeah, what was it? Was it Waffle House? What were they the ones who like added a 50-cent surcharge on any egg order? Now that didn't like they weren't specific. Like obviously, if you order a side of eggs or get scrambled eggs, there was going to be a 50-cent surcharge. But like, let's say you got French toast and you had to use an egg. And is it per egg?
Yeah. You know, and then didn't Cracker Barrel come back and clown them and say, we won't charge you for this. They got to go.
And this is my point. It's a slippery slope, right? Yeah. Because the egg prices are going up. Restaurants don't want their prices to get out of control. They obviously have to pay the premium for the eggs, too. So they're adding this surcharge. It's a slippery slope because once it becomes the norm, you can never put the toothpaste back in the tube, Terry Boyd.
That's my case and point.
Yes. Every time you go grocery shopping and you want a bag now, what do? They charge you 8 cents per bag, right?
Right.
Because they said we had to charge because of all the environmental impact and if you wanted them you had to buy them and it was supposed to be a temporary thing, and I think it started with like Target or Walmart or whoever it was, right? And then what happened?
Allegedly, by the way, yes.
Allegedly,
yes.
One of them did.
Yes.
And then everyone was like, that's crazy. I'm not paying for that. And then the grocery stores go, wait, man, maybe it ain't so crazy. Nah. Then one other grocery store said, nah, we're going to do that too. Then all the rest of them said, we're going to do it too. Now it's normal. Now everyone's paying for bags. I'm telling you, we're going to be paying a 50-cent surcharge on eggs for life if this doesn't stop soon.
I think they even charged me at the vet. When they put stuff, would you like a bag for a nickel or whatever? I'm like, no, I don't need a bag for a nickel. Give me the meds. You know, like one of those kind of things. The biggest thing going on right now, remember how like neighbors, the old joke was, hey, can I borrow a cup of sugar, right?
Yeah.
Now it's, can I borrow a couple of eggs? And neighbors are like, no.
Well, depending on where you live, not only are egg prices going up dramatically, but there's a limited supply. And it's because of, what was it, the bird flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, we've eliminated a lot of the jobs from the infectious disease center that monitor bird flu. So that should bring the price of eggs down. That's genius.
Now, here's one of the things that I'm going to do my part. I have been during this egg deal. Now, you may be chuckling, but I mean this when I say it. As soon as I heard there was a thing called the bird flu,
yeah,
and there was a potential that you could get it from eating an egg, I went, done. There's enough regular flu flying around right now that I said, nah, I won't eat eggs anymore. But I like eggs. Now, I think if enough of us jump onto this thought process, there could become a glut of eggs, therefore driving the price of eggs back down.
Not me, man. I'm on the egg train. I eat eggs every day. 2 hard-boiled eggs. In fact, I just hard-boiled some eggs last night. My fridge completely smells of farts. But every morning now, I have 2 hard-boiled eggs and 2 pieces of toast. I changed up my diet about a year ago. I used to have breakfast bars and cereal and frosted mini-wheats and all that nonsense. But I went to a high-protein diet, and I'm telling you, it's been life-changing. I'm now addicted to eggs. So no
you
matter
picked a great time to do that.
No matter where the egg train goes or how far the prices soar, now I'm stuck. Yeah. Talk about not being able to put toothpaste back in the tube. I'm all locked in. I got season tickets to eggs.